AI for Small Business: The Role of Large Language Models in Modern SEO Strategies. A small business-centered web devful guide to the role of large language models in modern SEO strategies, with practical website, marketing, and conversion. This post is part of Webdefool's Small Business Guide Library, practical website, marketing, and conversion guidance for owner-operated companies that need clearer pages, better leads, and a site they can keep improving after launch. AI is useful for small businesses when it makes decisions faster without making the business sound generic. The point is not to chase every new tool. The point is to use automation where it improves clarity, speed, search visibility, and follow-up. For this topic, the useful question is simple. How can a smaller company use role, large, language, to decide where automation helps and where owner judgment still matters? The answer is rarely one big tactic. It is usually a set of clear choices across the page, the message, the proof, and the follow-up. Why this matters for small businesses. Small businesses do not have unlimited attention, budget, or internal marketing staff. A website page has to carry more responsibility. It may be the first impression, the sales explainer, the credibility check, and the contact path all at once. That makes AI a practical business issue. If the page is vague, the owner gets vague leads. If the page is slow, the visitor leaves before trust forms. If the message is generic, the business competes only on price. A better page gives the visitor enough clarity to decide whether the business is the right fit. The goal is not to copy what larger agencies publish. The goal is to translate useful ideas into a system a small team can maintain. What to fix? First, start with the parts closest to the customer decision. A business owner should be able to open the page and answer four questions quickly. Who is this page for? What problem does it solve? Why should a visitor trust this business? What should the visitor do next? If any answer is missing, the page needs strategy before it needs more polish. A strong design cannot rescue an unclear offer. A clever headline cannot replace proof. A contact form cannot convert visitors who still do not know what will happen after they submit it. The Webdefool approach. Webdefool treats the website as a working asset, not a one-time design object. For a small business, that means the build should be clear enough to launch, flexible enough to improve, and honest enough to sound like the company behind it. A practical approach for this topic looks like this. Define the business outcome the page supports. Gather the proof, offers, questions, and objections the visitor needs. Shape the page around the visitor's decision path. Make the contact or next step experience obvious. Review performance, mobile layout, accessibility, and tracking before launch. Revisit the page after real customers interact with it. That loop keeps the work grounded. It also prevents the common mistake of treating AI as a checklist separate from the business. Small business checklist. Use this as a quick review before publishing or revising the page. Choose one AI use case tied to revenue, support, or search visibility. Review every AI-assisted claim for accuracy before publishing. Keep human proof, customer language, and local context in the final page. Measure whether the AI-supported change improves leads or decisions. Confirm the page uses plain language a real customer would understand. Save one improvement idea for the first post-launch review. How to measure progress measurement does not need to be complicated. For a small business, start with signals that connect to real decisions. Qualified form submissions, phone taps, booking clicks, useful search impressions, return visits, and the quality of conversations that follow. If the topic is working, the owner should notice fewer confused inquiries and more visitors who understand the offer before they reach out. Analytics can show part of that story, but customer conversations often reveal the rest. Review the page after it has had enough traffic to teach you something. Look for drop-off points, unanswered questions, weak calls to action, and proof that belongs closer to the decision. Small improvements made consistently are often more valuable than waiting for a complete redesign. What to do next? Pick one page connected to this topic and improve it before creating another new asset. Add one clearer section. Move one proof point closer to a CTA. Rewrite one vague heading. Test one form. Replace one generic claim with a specific customer benefit. That is how small business websites get better. Not through noise, but through useful changes that make the next customer decision easier.